Hell's Kitchen has for a long time been pop culture shorthand for gritty New York City.
Do you know any drug dealers?
I own a bar in Hell's Kitchen. What do you think?
Hell's Kitchen is the backdrop for four popular Netflix series based on Marvel Comics heroes. Those characters, Daredevil, Luke Cage, Jessica Jones, and Iron Fist, now team up in The Defenders. It premieres on Netflix today. NPR's Neda Ulubi hit the streets of New York to see how much the fictionalized Hell's Kitchen reflects the real one.
I went to Hell's Kitchen with Fred Van Lente, a comic book writer and historian who's lived in New York City for decades. Hell's Kitchen, he says, was once an infamous den of crime. In the 19th century, the story goes, a couple of cops were policing a riot near 10th Avenue. One said, "This place is hell."
The other cop said, "No, no, hell is a much milder climate. This is hotter. This is Hell's Kitchen." And so that's where the name comes from.
The scrappy Hell's Kitchen mythologized in the Marvel Universe is filled with bruisers and brawlers who crash in its flophouses and drink in its working-class bars. And it's got the kind of cheap, crummy offices where a superhero might moonlight as a detective or a crusading lawyer.
Here you are, a survivor of Hell's Kitchen. The hottest place anyone's ever known. A place where cowards don't last long, so you must be a hero.
This stretch of night is some of the best eating in Manhattan.
Welcome to the real Hell's Kitchen today. Fred Van Lente points out a fabulous postmodern structure that exceeds anything you'd see in Architectural Digest.
It looks like someone put an apartment building inside a large plastic cube.
The kind of building between 34th to 59th Street where a studio apartment could sell for close to $1 million.
This is really, really different than what you would have seen here 100 years ago. This is really different than what you've seen here in the 80s.
That's when the editor-in-chief of Marvel Comics moved to New York City in the 80s. Axel Alonso met me on West 54th Street.
Why is Hell's Kitchen so important for Marvel?
In Marvel comic books, Hell's Kitchen sort of functioned as Mean Street Central, the underbelly of society, the place where there are predators and prey.
Yeah, but the predators today seem a lot more like the people charging you $50 for a blowout or $20 for an omelet at brunch.
We're fudging the truth with Hell's Kitchen right now. You know, as you and I walk the streets, we see the development, the cafes.
The New York of an earlier time informed so many iconic comics. Alonzo says fans would revolt if you moved characters deeply associated with New York to any place authentically grittier, like Detroit. And Alonzo says the Harlem of Marvel's Luke Cage has been updated, much more so than Hell's Kitchen. And the Marvel Universe is making a point of weaving in stories about gentrification.
Hell's Kitchen's on the rebound, Mr. Nelson, and in 18 months, you won't be able to rent a broom closet at this price point.
In the Netflix show Daredevil, an evil real estate mogul kills tenement activists who will not move out of their rent-controlled apartments. He's motivated only by greed.
The city and its future. Seeing Hell's Kitchen to its fullest potential is very important to me.
It's smart for Marvel or any other media company balancing between nostalgia for a rough-edged New York of decades past and the playground for the 1% that much of Manhattan is today, says comics writer Fred Van Lente. That said, you have to make Hell's Kitchen something it's not in order for it to work.
Superheroes defending Hell's Kitchen as it is now filled with rich people, that's not a good look for superheroes. You know, no, I only save the rich people. It's not, you know, you're not going to get a lot of good PR out of that.
There was a time when TV shows like Friends painted a picture of a New York City that was aspirational, yet affordable. Funny in a New York that's remarkably safe today, but that few can easily afford. How pop culture is manufacturing the menace. Neda Ulubi, NPR News.